tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio, dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
Thank you for tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. This is Prince Hakeem.
And this is your man, Roddy Ron in the house.
This is your boy, New Jordan. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Besides on other news, I know your pockets is looking empty. and we're going to talk about something so serious. So, Jordan, take us in, baby.
All right. So, this is more about it's a recession coming. You know, inflation is up. The housing market is up. Gas is up. Price of grocery is up. The job market are letting off people, and we're still in the Great Resignation. That's what it would say. People just quitting their jobs. So, is it looking like the recession back in 2017, 2018? It's looking like it. And we don't know if it's going to get worse. It's really, really getting crazy out here. I could say here and me living in Southern California, gas is it could be a range from $6 to $6.66. That's what I see. The housing market is good here, but it's always a gold mine here. But yes. Still, property taxes are going up. And the thing is, to buy a house here in California, you got to make at least $300,000 just to buy a regular house. Mm. And that's how it's looking over here.
Wow.
And people, I'm hearing a lot of people like quitting jobs. There's a guy that I work with, he walked out. There's companies, they're like around, they're just laying off people because they can't afford. And also, there's shortages like with food. There's shortages on the side of today. There's shortages with baby formula as well. It's just really, like I said, we're just in a tough time. I know me and my wife are doing. We have an emergency fund that we're trying to save up just in case anything happened. You know, trying to watch up what we spend on, make sure we put money together, buy groceries and everything. Probably have to minimize our traveling and go on vacation and stuff because there are some tickets. I saw some tickets that we want to go out, and tickets are high as well. So yeah, people just like I said, I just want to tell you people, you know, just make sure, like I said, be safe. Make sure, you know, you got to work one job, two jobs. If you need that money, make that money. Make sure you have an emergency fund so you can save to support anything you have, because we don't know, like I said, prices can still go up. It can still go up. So hopefully, you know, people, you know, just gotta save our money, make sure we do what we need to do. And also make sure our mental is good as well. Make sure our mental is good around this time. So I know a lot of people are getting stressed out. You know, make sure, you know, you talk to some friends, family, seeking therapy. You know, make sure your mental is good too, because like I said, you don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're gonna go next.
Jordan hit a lot of key points, like, for example, during this year, the CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, indicated that prices are now skyrocketing about like 8 to 7%. So that means the cost of good has gone up and has not diminished down at all. Because of the politicians are now lending out too much money to what's going on with the war over there in Russia versus the Ukraine. When Biden gave about like $30 billion to them, and not only that, but he also allocated more money to again. So that's bringing the value of a dollar down. When it brings the value of a dollar down, things start going up because the cost of good now has to increase because the value of the dollar has now decreased. So like Jordan said, for us to maintain a good steady balance on our financial goals and our financial needs, some stuff need to be cut out. So that means you need to shop cheaper. Certain things that you used to buy, try to buy when it's on sale. Try to go out less. Try to do more stuff at home. Start to cook more at home instead of going out to dinner. Now, it's also good to treat yourself because, of course, the money you make, you also want to feel good about the money you make. So you also want to go out, but you want to keep that steady balance. Like Jordan also mentioned, which is a good thing, was an emergency fund, especially in our community, especially in the Black community. We tend to not save a lot. We spend a lot, but we don't save. So when the time of famine comes, we always at the end of the stick and always begging for a loaf of bread. So the best thing to do, like Jordan said, try to get a side hustle to balance you out So if you know, like, everything's going up 10%, try to give you another job to balance you out another 10% to keep you on that threshold. And not only that, I also learned, too, it's also good to have a savings account, but it's also good to have a high-yield savings account so you're also making money within your savings. I'm not a financial advisor, but those are some tips that they've been giving now, like Dave Ramsey and other people, all the financial gurus giving out, like, hey, to give you extra money even though you're saving, because, you know, the banks only offer you 0.1% in your savings account. That's no money. So try to get a high-yield savings account. Will kind of boost you up, probably like 50%, or depends on what you get. So, you know, during the time of inflation, like, people think we're going to inflation. I think the way things are going, I think we're heading that route, but I don't think long-term. I think that's going to short-term, because at the end of the day, people are still making money through live streaming, TikTok, gig economy jobs. People are now investing more in their businesses. People are now getting into stocks and investments and trades and all these other stuff. So I don't think it's going to be a long-term recession. But however, I'm with Jordan. I think we're already heading there, or we probably already in there right now because of the gas prices. You know, people in Miami can't even break even. Let's just keep it real. I can't. We live in Miami. People are, like, struggling to even pay their, you know, monthly rent.
That's a fact.
Inflation is nothing to be something to scared about. All inflation is to show you that, hey, you got to really know where your money is allocated to and be more of aware of it. I love stuff like this because I'm always studying on how to way to make more money in the midst of a storm. And these are some good tips that I learned that actually does work on how to make some money doing. Go ahead, King, your turn.
No, 100%. Hey, I love it because my brothers always, listen, my brothers do better than me when they talk about these things. So it's definitely everything they covered majority what we talking about. Ron, Jordan covered that. And the point I'm gonna hit on this, you're not under a rock. Typically, things that used to cost less cost more now. And we're understanding that now, to the point that we're living in cities where we grew up at that we can't even afford to live anymore. If you're not making 10 times what it is now, where places like Los Angeles, New York City, and a lot of these high-end areas, you have lower areas now with the same prices then now. What are you going to do? Do you have a high network skill to do that? And the only way you can beat that, you can't be cash poor. You have to have a lot of cash put up. Jordan talks about that, having a savings plan. How are you going to hedge against inflation? Do you have asset producing assets? Do you own a house? Do you own an RV? Do you own things that are bringing you money? You know what I mean? And are you getting into financial decisions that are going to give you hard times in these things? You know what I mean? This is for a lot of people who have things that are too expensive, who can't afford their car note, who can't do this. It's a bunch of different things that we're going to be plagued in. It's going to be rough. So my last point is this. If you don't have a high earning income skill, you're going to need to do with entrepreneurship. You're going to need to have a side hustle on the side with what you're doing. All three of us here have a side hustle we're trying to do on the side. Ron, Jordan has the vending machines coming soon. I'm going to start a logistics company. Ron has a production company.
You already know, we got so much stuff going on.
We got so much stuff, but listen here. We need to do other, you need to, Jordan just said about it. You might need two or three jobs to make sure you survive here. You might have to go get a job at Winn-Dixie or at Burger King on the weekends to cover that extra $200 you're missing. But then best way to start to save yourself in inflation, it's cutting down your expenses. A meal at Burger King is $10 now. You hear what I tell you?
It's 13 over here.
13. It's $10 here. When you're talking about a whole meal with taxes included, used to be $5, $6. We ain't, you know what I mean? So basically, it's like we eating at Whole Foods, but on the streets.
Right about that, I can. Yeah. Yeah. You hit on that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's real talk.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So people, be mindful of how you spend your money. Make sure you put up enough cash up. Make sure you got money saved up. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, if you know you can't afford it, like sometimes I'm telling people, if you can't afford them car notes, you might have to give your car up. You know what I'm trying to say? If you can afford it, so be it. If the car making you money, so be it. let's just be more pretentious about how we're handling our finances coming into the recession. Crypto is down. Stocks is down. Do I need to say more? If they're down, do I need to say more? But one thing we know, the rent going up, properties are going up value. People are still traveling. So we need to find ways to make money in this situation in all ways. And understanding, you're not going to make as much as you want to on your job. You need a job. Never leave your job until you can find your hot side hustle to pay twice as many of your jobs. The standing median income right now that people need to make in America to survive is $80,000. Nothing lower than that. If you're not making $4,000 a month, you're poor. Am I wrong, fellas?
No, you're speaking facts.
You can't afford to live in the cities where you live at. New York, Los Angeles, Huntsville, Miami, Boca Raton, Miami Beach. I could keep going on and on. I can name these affluent cities a lot of y'all want to flock to. Rodeo Drive. You can afford to buy Gucci there, but you can't even afford the rent that the Gucci store has. I want you to think about that. When you spend your next dollar, what you can invest, go find you some land. I'm not going to be homeless in this inflation. I'm letting y'all know. I'm not going to let no girl make me take her to no expensive dates, $100 plates. And you know, definitely you ain't going to smash none. But fellas, watch your pockets in the dating world while inflation. Matter of fact, we should have a dating ban. Niggas should not be taking no.
Well, no, but you guys, you make a good point. It's expensive to date, so if you got to put a ban on the dating, put it on hold for right now. Or you do it one day, go to stuff that you're giving out free events. There's a lot of free events, especially in Miami and the Los Angeles area and New York. So there's stuff going on, especially right now. I'm on Memorial Day weekend, so there's stuff you can do for free. You don't have to spend crazy money.
Yeah, we should have a dating ban. Where shorties, you have no choice but to come and Netflix and chill and bring your apron and your cuttery tools, because you're going to come up here and cook something.
I agree.
Because let me tell you something. A lot of y'all women enjoy spending money. Men, we're very conservative and conscious. You know what I'm saying? And because we're thinking about legacy. Legacy is for us. And that's really it. Especially with this whole, I've seen the effects of inflation. Listen, I drive a V8. When I tell you how much it costs to fill a tank, y'all ain't ready for that.
I've been seeing the pictures online. People spending like $100 just to fill up a half a tank.
Half a tank. I'm like, oh my God. Listen, Ron, don't your car take premium?
Yeah, mine take expensive gas. Yeah.
I don't even have this kind of pocket. I can't put no premium in my shit. Nigga,
but that's just crazy. That's why a lot of people are trading in their cars and getting electric, but they don't even know that's also bring up your electric bill high.
Oh, so yeah, listen,
either or, people are still getting affected during this time.
Listen, mm-hmm. Just to charge your car is just as much as to fill your tank up. You ain't getting away from this. Mm-hmm. Listen, we might need to start going back horseback riding, start pulling up on the block and horses
over here. Over here in LA, it's electric scooters all day.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, people doing that. Electric scooter, electric bikes. Yep. People
that's why I say if you got a car, your car gotta be making you some kind of money. If it's not making you some kind of money, I don't know why you got it. That's why we're getting into logistics here, moving packages.
Yes, sir.
Think about it, man.
So yes. That's what Jordan said too. It's good to like create a budget. Like, I think that's another thing we don't do. We go by, we free for all. We don't create a budget. A budget also good too. How much money you spend in a month on the stuff you need, so you can compare. Okay, this is the stuff I can do for fun. You get what I'm saying? So we need to start doing that, especially in our community, is to create a budget. Like, hey, you know, this month, let me see how much money has been allocated out, so I know what money I need to bring back in, so I can break even.
Mm-hmm. I want to hit back to the stock market. No, but basically crypto. Last weekend, crypto crash.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency went down almost $200 billion.
Correct.
Look at Bitcoin. Look at Ethereum. Look how low it's at. This is low as it's been in a while.
Yeah.
Stock buy, $5 put in there, $10, $15, $20. Shibu Inu, crypto coin.
Yep.
I'm telling you, next couple years, you're going to be all right. And I know, especially in our Black community, I have talked to a lot of Black Black people here who knows about crypto. That's probably the second or third thing we probably talk about. You do cryptos, oh yeah, oh, and we sanction that we know what to do. So also in the stock market, prices are low. I'm telling you, they're not going to be low for so long.
No.
Put some money in that, and I'm telling you, and just build on that, you're going to be okay.
No, facts. I have 12 million. I have 12 million in Shiba Inu.
I have 6 million.
It's just put up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you never know. It's for the long game, because it's going to hit a penny. And when it hit a penny, we'll be laughing at the bank.
Exactly.
So that's the
thing. You want to make a good point, too, when it comes to the stocks. People can also you can also use the stock market right now as a way of saving, too. Mm-hmm. Because that's money you're going to be putting on just for a long period of time. So stock is a great way to use as a savings account. And also on crypto as well. Great way to use as a savings account as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that would say that's great to allocate your money to make money for you. You just got to know how to use the tools that's already been given to you.
Facts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we need more spaces like what we have now to talk about these. You know what I mean? Because let me ask you a question. Like, when the last time you had people to sit here and talk about these type of situations? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To be like, hey, let's invest. Black men, let's do this. Black men, cut your hair. Black men, buy suits. Black men, let's get something done.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy we got these things, because one person is going to listen to this 10 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm like, hey, them guys are talking about crypto at this point in time. Yeah, put your money up. It's time to invest. Not only that, invest, buy land. If you got a lot of money, put it in somewhere where you know you're going to hedge against inflation. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Assets, like physical assets is the only thing that's going to hedge inflation, and invest. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I do what y'all do. I put $25 in a stock. Every week, I buy a little bit of Bitcoin and Shiba Inu. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. And I just let that thing sit there. Like, okay, this is my retirement plan.
Correct. Facts. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you do. That's facts.
That's it, man. So get your mind right.
Yep. And you know, guys, and I would say all this information is given to us. So that's why we're going to back right back to you. So, you know, guys, any final thoughts before we head up and out of here?
Read and educate yourself about your finance. That's the most important thing. There's tons of books out there. There's so many videos on it. I'm not going to go into it. Just go get a book and read about your finances.
My final thoughts is, hey, which where we going to? If you need to talk to a financial advisor or financial planner, hey, if you got the money to do it, go ahead. If you need help around this time, go ahead, find you one. If you know a family member or something like that, just to help you out, to learn how to save month to month, what to spend, what to not to spend. And also, there's YouTube spaces out there who's here to tell you of how to save money, how to buy stocks, crypto, and all these type of stuff, especially in the Black metal sphere.
Right.
So that's a lot of categories out there on YouTube that can help you out, so that can help you save it long term and short term. That's my final thoughts.
And not only that, history shown time and time again, rich people come out during a time of inflation because they know what to do with the money. If you understand how to use your money, you become the powerful man in America. That's including you, Black man. So you already know. That being said, KR Culture Radio,
we out. Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.